Today's daf is Tainus daf Tezvav. Tainus Tezvav. We left off Yud Dal on the base where we got a little past the two dots, a couple lines past the two dots. We had a little bit of almost an Agadah Sagamara to end the Perek. We started the Perek of Hashem. Most of today's daf is actually all the Mishnayos of the second Perek are lumped together right in the beginning of the second Perek. So that's going to be most of today's daf. Let's see. We left off at Amar Blazer. We were a few lines after the Tanu Rabbanim, three lines later, Amar Blazer. Ain't Adam Chashav Rashid, and Adam Chashav Rashid, Lipa Panav, Elam Kenenav Kishu Benon. A person who's Chashav cannot fool on his face in davening, cannot lie himself out in davening, as Adam Chashav, he's davening on behalf of the community. He can't do that unless he knows he's going to be answered. Shenem Rav Yemesh Amal Yeshua, Lam Kamlach, get up, Lam Ezeh Atanef Alpanech, why are you falling on your face? Meaning, the first one explained, because if he falls on his face, if they come either, and he's not answered, it's going to be a bit embarrassment for him, which is embarrassment for either his status as a leader or embarrassment for Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, unless he knows for sure he's going to be answered, he shouldn't put himself all out by falling on his face in front of the tzibur, unless he knows for sure he's going to be answered. Amar Blazer. Similarly, another member from Rav Elazar, a similar idea. A person who's very chashav shouldn't put on sackcloth, again, in an effort to try to get favor and to get a Yeshua on behalf of the Seber, unless he knows he's going to be answered. Like Yoram Menachem, Shenemar, it says over there, when the Melech heard the words of the woman, what were the words of the woman? So I'm sure Uri could tell us, over there the story was, there was a big hunger, and Yoram was not a great king. He was the son of Achav, he was a wicked king. And he heard he was oblivious to the hunger that was going on, the famine, but then he heard a woman came to him with the following court case, unbelievable, that they had made an agreement. This relates to the Gemara we had a few about back, about the seven levels, the 7 years of the famine, the 6 years we discussed that they would eat Nebuchadnezzar's children. So these two women had an agreement that on day one, they'd eat one of them's child. On day two, they'd eat the other one's child. They already ate the first one, and then the second one went to back out of the deal. When they came to the Yoram ben Achav with this complaint, even he, the wicked king, realized it's time to do something. He tacked it to his clothing. And he was answered. He was answered, and the famine ended right away. But the point is, a person, again, Tam Chacham, a leader, should only do this if he knows he's going to be answered. Otherwise, it could come out as a bizarre. Remember, Blazer. Le'akal b'kriya. Not everyone is fit to do kriya, to rip his begad of le'akal b'nefila. Not everyone is answered through nefila, through falling on their face. Meshvar b'nefila. Meshvar answered through nefila. We're going to be a pasuk shortly. You should become a kriya. You should become an answer with kriya. Meshvar b'nefila. Meshvar answered nefila. Tichsev v'ipol meshvar aron p'neim. It says meshvar aron fell on their, they fell on their faces in tefila. And Yeshua called Bekriya Dechsev, Yeshua Benon, Vekabin Yefuna, Karos Bidem, Yeshua Benon, Vekabin Yefuna, they tore their begadim. So, in that pasuk, immediately after that, Perkidalan, Mamidbar, pasuk A, is Mesh and Aaron fell on their face and fell the call of Esther, and the media following pasuk Vav, is Yeshua Benon, Vekabin Yefuna, they tore their begadim. So you see that the actions has to be appropriate for the person's position, leadership. Mesh and Aaron, it was falling on their face. Yeshua and Kalev, it was tearing the begadim. Masklar of Zera, Vitem Rishmo, Vachmeni. Iaviksiv, Yeshua. If we would have said Yeshua, the first word of the pasuk is Viha Yeshua. If we would have said Yeshua, then I'd say Kedigam, like you said. Hashtiksiv, Viha Yeshua, but this is a Vav, Hachiber, so it must be Havav Avin. Yeshua and Kalev did both. They both fell, he fell both on his face, together with Kalev, and they rend their begadim. They tore the begadim, they did both. That's, it's in addition to what Mesh and Aaron did. Okay. Famar Blazer, Lekal Bakima. This is a similar type of idea, but this coming when Kaiso comes to Eretz Yisrael, Kaiso comes for the Kibbutz Golias, back up for the redemption, back at Eretz Yisrael. So the nations are going to be greeting Kaiso. So here's how they greet us. Lekal Bakima, not everyone's going to greet Kaiso standing up, Lekal Bashachma, and not everyone's going to greet while bowing down, meaning, Lekal Bakima, Lekal will greet standing up, the nobles will greet bowing down. Lekal Bakima, Kayam Hashem, Gel Yisrael, Kadeshai, Tapa Vamad Aleph, Levizai, Nefesh Lemesai, Gulam Meshlem, Melachim Yiru Vakamel, black and white. The Melachim will see and stand up. That's the Melachim standing. The Sarim Mishtachavu, the Chziv, the next words, Sarim Vishtachavu, the Sarim, the officers will bow. And again, same type of question, it says, Vishtachavu, Maskar of Zeyra, Vitamar, Bishmu, Benachmani, Yavixiv, Visar Vishtachavu, if it would say, and the Sarim bow, I'd say, very good. Melachim stand, and the officers bow. But Kitagarma, like you said, Hashtah Chziv, Sarim Vishtachavu, but it says the Melachim stand, Sarim officers, and they bow as mashma, they bow plus they stand. Says Gemara, Hava Avin, it must be they bowed and stood up. They did both acts of respect, bowing and standing up. Again, similar to the last idea of the Vav being a Vav Achibur. Amar Menachem Yitzchak, Afani Aimer. So I say also, ending the parak on this past Gemara is positive also, talk about Gaius Gula, but ending the parak on an even more positive note, talk about in the next world. In the next world, the merit that tzaddikim get are not going to be, will be the same. Some will get ayra, some will get simcha. Tzaddikim will ayra, tzaddikim will get ayra. Visham simcha, and those who are yasher, they'll get simcha. Tzaddikim ayra dechsev, ar zerul la tzaddik. The ar will be shine la tzaddik. Visham simcha dechsev, ul yishri leif simcha. So those who are upright heart, they'll have simcha, they'll have gladness. So tzaddikim get ayra, and yishri leif get simcha. Right away, the Tosfos asks, 1 second, what happened to the vavachibur? Uli Yishvili of Simcha. Say over here also, Uli Yishvili of Simcha means Vachim. They said that wouldn't be the same over here as over there. They could have, the Marsh should have said differently. Okay, Hadmelech Memesai, new parak.
We say that before, called Nidre, or Zerul and Tzadik.
Correct. Say to Tainius Ketza. The Mishnah goes through, it's really a continuation of what we discussed in the last parak. We referenced this, that in specifically in the last seven fasts, we discussed if you do this in the middle three fasts, there were again three earlier fasts, but there were three fasts in the Yechidim. Then there were three fasts in the Zibur that were more lenient. Then there were three fasts in the Zibur that were already more chamer. And there's seven fasts in the Zibur. So the Zibur had a total of 13 fasts. The seven that were most chamer. And those seven fasts we're for sure talking about now. There's discussion of even the middle three fasts had this. But the seven for sure had this extra tefillah. Says the Mishnah. Says that is case. The Seder Tainus is as follows. You bring the Teva, the Aron Kodesh, into the square of the city. Nice Efer Miklav, Teva. And you put Efer Miklav, you put ashes on top of the Teva. The truth is, before you go further, there's a big machlekes and shenim over here. Fundamental machlekes. Is this, and this was truly actually asked in the share a couple on, I think it was Friday morning. So they asked in the share that when we talk about these fasts, maybe it's Thursday morning, when we talk about these fasts only, these dinim with the 24 tefillahs, are they only for fast for rain, or do they apply for all calamities? So there's actually a black and white machlekes, Ran and Rambam over here. Rambam, I shouldn't say black and white, but they learn in Rambam, the Rambam was talking over here, Dafka Lagabi fast days for rain. All this is for rain. Other calamities, yeah, they have fast days. We'll have Levi Masechta. But these 24 tefillahs, that is only for rain. Whereas Ran learns, and this is still a diak, like the Ran in our Mishnah, Ran learns that these fast days also are for calamities. As a matter of fact, we're going to see that there's a sheet in the Mishnah that switches. We're going to discuss what the six brachas are. And two of the brachas are in contention. There's an argument about them. Are they Zechorinus and Shaifris that we say in Rosh Hashanah? Are those two of the six brachas? Or are they different brachas that relate to rain? And Ran wants to learn Hagufa. The one who says that it's different brachas, he says, Legabi rain, it's Estafka for rain. Legabi other calamities is when you use Zechorinus and Shaifris. So we see the Ran clearly is learning that these 24 brachas do apply to other calamities, not just rain, again, but the Medayik Rambam, that it means dafka rain. Okay, now what does it mean, Efer Mikla? Efer Mikla simply means ashes. Turn to Amud Beis. Turn quickly to Tesvav Amud Beis, bottom Tesvav, unbelievable Tesvav. If you didn't read inside, you wouldn't believe it. Tesvav, Tesvav Amud Beis says, V'aysay, bottom Tesvav, V'aysay, Efer, Havim Etzem Adam. The ash that you put on the Mizbeach is from, this ash is from the ash of a person. Unbelievable. If you wouldn't see these words, you fall out of your chair. V'aysa, again, Tesvav, I turned on Beis, Tesvav in the wrong spot. Tesvav on Beis, the bottom. V'naysa, Efer Agabe Klein, says Tesvav, Aysa, Efer Ave Etzem Adam, show Efer Ave Zichr, Akeda, Vakeda Yatzamez. It's a Zichr to the Akeda, and the Akeda of the bones. So it's bomb gosh. First of all, Yitzchak was obviously not Keza. Yitzchak wasn't Shechtin. I mean, yeah, we know we have the famous raid that we discussed from the Zayir. We discussed maybe it was Shechtin and then Shammah and the Keva. And he has a mason with the Shammah of the Zachar. But the Pashas of the Pesukim certainly Yitzchak wasn't Shechtin. Furthermore, even if there was, who's offering bones of a person? What's going on there? So it's a Pella. Many Achrayim had to take issue with Tosfos. One of the most simple answers, it's a technical answer given, is again, it doesn't fit with the end of Tosfos, but it actually does. It fits very well. Is that Tosfos says, Me Etzem, and they didn't write the word Adam. Me Etzem Aleph, with a little struggle on top, with a little apostrophe. Me Etzem Aleph. And the Aleph was abbreviation, and the people who wrote out Tosfos elaborated the Aleph to be Adam, but really it should be Ayel. Me'etzem ayil. That makes perfect sense. A zichron to the keda, etzem ayil. That would be a simple answer. What a community over here. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. We're right in the beginning of the Mishnah of the second parak. First they put the Efer Makla on top of the Aron Kodesh, then they put on the head of the Nasi and the Reish HaVezin, and then each one of personal Kaisol who put on their own individual heads, has Zakin Jabem, my name, Devik Kushim. This is Zakin, the elder amongst them would say Devik Kushim. Devik Musa Rashi says that you get them to get to Tshuva, and the Mishnah is going to bring some of the Shprach that he says in a minute, but he says more than that, we're going to give some of it. The order of putting Efer Mikla on the first on the head of the Nasi, then Avbezin, then Kachav Yisrael, then Marzin ask is a little bit interesting because normally when it comes to things of Gedula, things of Chashivas, we go of course to the most Chashiv first, then we go down to the less Chashiv. When it comes to things of seemingly like Avelus or putting ashes on our head, that would seem to be something which is negative. Seemingly we should go first to the Aminam and then upwards. Gemara asks the Kashim, addresses it right away at the end of today's Af. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Imdu Tfila. when they got amdu b'tefila, they got up to daven. I skipped. What was the divrei kfushim? Achenu leinemer b'anshei Ninve, says the Zakein, our brothers. It doesn't say by the people of Ninve v'yarali kimasakam v'sanisim. It doesn't say Hashem Baruch Hu saw their sackcloth and their fast. That's the peripherals. Sackcloth and fast is to get us to tshuva. But someone Hashem saw. You know what Hashem saw? El v'yarali kim es maseyem. Kisham v'dakam rash. Hashem Baruch Hu saw their maisim, their actions. Their deeds were different. They did tshuva. That's the main point. Uve Kabbalah and in Nevi'im it says. One second, where's Yaina? That was just, we just quoted Sefer Yaina. Now we're quoting Sefer Yael. And we're going to Kabbalah. We'll get there in a second. We're going to Emre. Kabbalah. And the Nevi'im it says, V'kiru levavchem, v'al begdechem. Tear your hearts, and I your begdechem. We say that all the time also. Slichos, right? We say, rend your hearts, not your begging. It's very nice to tear your begadim. That's an outward, it's an outward physical act. Tearing the heart is what needs to be done. That's a pasuk in Yael. So the point is, the Zak is giving Musar to properly do tshuva. What's the pshat that the Mishnah calls Yael uve Kabbalah and Yaina? It just mentions Tam. So very interesting. We've pointed out throughout the Masechta that Rashi over here may not be Rashi. It may be Mefarish. So very interesting, unusual Rashi over here. Rashi over here quotes from a Taisvis Mandahu. From a Taisvis, I'm not sure it is, from Episode of Taisvis, who says a Klal. Now, whenever the Navi is giving you directive to Klal Yisrael, like direct instructions, like Kiru Levavchem Ve'el Begdechem, tear your hearts and not your begadim, Va'al Begdechem, tear your hearts and not your begadim. So it's a direct command. That's considered divrei Kabbalah. When it's just saying over a story, even if there's a message that's built into the story, like the story of Nineveh, that wouldn't be called divrei Kabbalah. It's a cloud. Interesting. It's called divrei Kabbalah when it's a message to us. That's the point of Tanakh. When there's a direct message, when it's an instruction. When it's just a story which carries a message, that even though it carries a message, will not be called Kabbalah. Okay. Up the field, they got up to Davin. They put down to the table. We spoke to that many times. What do you mean down to the table? Mimamakim Kersich Hashem. We call it Hashem. Mimamakim from the depths. It used to be the Matfila. Davin did a little bit of a lowered area. Zakim, the idea is, of course, to contribute to the achna. Zakim Ragel, someone who's Zakim and Ragel is Tefillah, because if his Tefillah gets messed up, it would be a bad omen. So if he's not Ragel, he got messed up just because he's not Ragel, but it's still a bad omen. So therefore, they want a Zakim Ragel. He's Ragel, he's versed, well versed in the Tefillah. Facially abandoned, he has children, a base of Rekim, and an empty house, meaning he acutely feels the Tzar. Kadesh Libra Shalom Tefillah, his heart should be complete with Tefillah. Vailo Fadim, Esmer Abrachas, he says in front of them, he says in front of the Tzibur, the 24 Abrachas, which 24? Yud Chashem Echoyem, the regular Shemayin Esrei. Which, of course, we point out in the past is already these days 19, because of Lamashinim, but we always refer to it, as Yud Ches, as the 18. And he adds onto it another six brachas. What are they? Zichronis and Shafers. That's the Zichronis and Shafers that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Now, by the way, where is he adding these brachas? It's going to be pretty clear in the Mishnah. The Rambam says explicitly that he adds it between Goy Yisrael and Reifi. Just like we said, Hanenu is stuck in between Goy Yisrael and Reifi. We had a couple of about back. These six brachas also there. It's going to be pretty clear. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah is going to list not six brachas. The Mishnah is about to list seven brachas. And we don't have seven. We only have six. The first one is an addition to Goy Yisrael. And that's considered like the first, because since Goy Yisrael is regular bracha, obviously, Reina is a regular bracha. But since we add to Reina, it's considered the first of the six. And that's where we do the rest in between Goy Yisrael, Reina, and Rafeinu. And the first two that we add, Zechorinus, Peshefris. What's added next? These are Kapitlach, all the Kavchavs by the Shir Malos. El Hashem Batsuras, Alive, and Karasiv, and Aini. That's number three. Esain El Haram is number four. These are all familiar. The Mamakim Karasicha, we just quoted that about downing from a lower plane, downing from the depths. Karasich Hashem, that's why it's, you may read the Lateva, and Tefillah Lani Kiyatav. So those first three were here, Shir Malos, Kavchav, Kavchav, and Kavlamid. Tefillah Lani Kiyatav is famous also, is Kuf Beis. All Tillim. Those are the six, plus the Chardas Shafers. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, this is Rabbi Yehuda referenced before. Lehet Sarach, Lehmer Zechardas Shafers. They never say Zechardas Shafers. El Aimer Tachtayim, Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz. Dever Kiyah Ba'aretz. Speak about the Psukim. This goes back to Navi, where it speaks about a Melachim, a Rav, and a hunger, and a Dever, and a famine, or a plague. And Asher Ha'id V'Hashem Yirmiyahu, I'll Dever B'tzuras. In the word, there's Pasuk Yirmiyahu, of course, and the word of Hashem Yirmiyahu in the time of the droughts. So he is two more Psukim, not Zechardas Shafers, which the Ramban explains, he's talking about on droughts. During droughts, we say six psukim, six brachas, all related to droughts, or other four could relate to anything. But the point is, we take out Zechariah Shafers and put these other ones in. But by other calamities, we put in Zechariah Shafers. So he learns that it really does apply to all calamities. Again, Rambam learns the whole Mishnah is talking about only by rain. Even Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama are talking about specifically for rain. Now, we didn't say the end of the brachas, we just said what the body of the bracha is. Vayimer, Chais Mayan, and he says the chasima for all these extra brachas, chasima is as follows. Al Rishayna, and we pointed this out before already, the Rishayna is really not one of the extra six. The Rishayna is part of the regular brachas for Nesrei, namely, Reina Vinyenu. Of course, this, we say this with our slichas. Whoever he who answers Akash Baruch Hu, who answers Avraham Avinu Bahamriya, he should answer us in our tzar. Hear the call of our tzaka. Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael. That's the Baruch Hu Goel Yisrael. What does it mean Hashem answered Avraham Avinu? One would think it means Hashem answered Avraham Avinu not to do the Akedah. Says Marsha Chas V'Shalom. Avram was willing and happy to do the Akedah. Listen, he didn't want to lose his son, but that's the command of Hashem. That's what he wants to do. He wasn't. What's the answer of Raminu? So Marsha says beautiful. He says after the Akedah, after Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, okay, take an aisle instead. Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham, you're going to have children. You have multiples of children. They're going to follow your footsteps. You have a nation. So that bracha he answered. Avraham was always worried about the Hamshacha. So then when he was shechting Yitzchak, he didn't complain. He was doing it willingly. But that bracha was still on his mind, of course. That re-cementing of that bracha, that's the honor. That's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu was answering Avraham. A beautiful shot for the Masha. Not Chas V'Shalom for a second think. Hashem answered Avraham Avinu by telling him, don't do the Akedah. Avraham was fine to do it. Okay, biter. Al-Shni Omer, second bracha, which is that was Shafer's, by the way. This fits very well, by the way. It relates to the aisle of the aisle over there, right? By Amriya. Al-Shni Omer, Mishana Avrasina Ayamsef, Uyan Eschem Yesh Kazachem, Hayamazeh, Baruch Hashem, Zechel Shkachis. So over there we say, we end the second bracha with Zecher Shkachas. Notice over the Nusach Zecher Shkachas, we have Nusach Zecher Abris. Some Rishonim Taka say, and that should be the Nusach of our mission as well. Not Zecher Shkachas, but Zecher Abris. Machlokes, what the Nusach of Zecher is in general is. This is the addition to the first extra bracha. So that's the addition to the last one I made a mistake. This was addition to Re'ina Vanyenu. The second one, this one was dishes of the Zechrainas. The next one is Shafers. Al Shishas Omer, Misha Al Yeshua Begilgal, who Yanaschem, Yeshma Kotachaschem, Hayamazeh. He who answered Yeshua Begilgal. I made a mistake. This is where the Shafers reference. Yeshua blew the Shafer, Begilgal, it's talking about by Yerichai. He blew the Shafer and the walls of Yerichai fell. It's very appropriate for Shafers. Much more, even better than the connection I made before mistakenly with the Ayel. This is a better connection. The Yeshua blew the Shafer by Yerichai. That's the connection over here. We say, Baruch Hashem Shemeat Teruah. So again, we have Reina, got a special edition of Misha Avram Avinu Ba'amriya. Avram Barmia. The first bracha, Zuchrainus got Mishael Avasin al Yamsef. The second bracha, Shafers. Second extra bracha, Shafers gets Mishael Yeshua Begilgal. The Shlisha, the Revius, because we're including Reina Vayenu, which is the third extra bracha, Al Revius Oimer, Mishael Yeshua Mitzvah Yana Eschem Yesh Bakosak Eschem. I am a Zeh Baruch Hashem Shemayat Zaka, Al Chamishis, which is again the fourth extra bracha, who am a Mishra Eliyahu Bar Kamel, who Yana Eschem Mishmah Patal Tzach Eschem, I am a Zeh Baruch Hashem Shemayat Tfila. Interesting that it's like another bracha ending with Shemayat Tfila. I didn't see it unless I missed it. And so speak about it. Some say actually you switch it to Shemayat Zaka, that I did see. Some say Shemayat Zaka. Okay, but it's interesting. If you don't, that it's the same as Shemayat Tfila and Shemayat Zaka. Al Shishas Zoymer, Mishra Zayna, again the sixth, which is really the fifth. Extra one, Yana Me'adaga, who Yana Eschem Mishpat Kol Tzach Eschem Me'yamazah, Baruch Hashem Me'ne Be'Sarah, Al Shvius Oimer, Mishan Adav Yishleim, Yishleim B'nai, Yishleim, who Yana Eschem Mishpat Kol Tzach, because Eschem, he should answer you, your Kail, and he should relieve us from the Tzar today, Baruch Hashem Rachem Ala Aretz. So that's the seventh, which is the sixth extra bracha, that's the Nusach of the extra brachas, Maisa. Now there's a story, the Gemara is going to elaborate the story a little more, we'll just read the Mishnah's abridged version of the story, Maisa, top of Maze, be May. Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Sha'avrech lefei tevor, someone went up to Avadaman, v'gamar sabrach kula, he completed the whole bracha, v'anu achrav amin. And he didn't answer amin after him. Now, Rashi, the Rishonim have a different, totally different pshat than Rashi's Gemara. We're going to take Rashi's pshat, we'll point out the issues, but we're going to take Rashi's pshat. V'leinu achrav amin means, it wasn't the time that they just neglected. They did all these special fields of fast day, and the nation didn't say amin, they didn't just ignore it. You know what they did? They took on to do like they did the base of Mikdash. Instead of amin, they switched it and said Baruch Shem Kvay Machasel Aved, which what they say in the Beis Midrash after bracha, they want to say Amen. They say Baruch Shem. That was reserved for Beis Midrash. They were doing it by a fast day in the town square. That's what it refers to. That's what Rashi learns. The Gemara Baruch Kula. The issue the other Parshim have with this Pshat Rashi is the Mishnah left out a key point. It's just that they didn't say Amen. It doesn't say what they did say. Number one. Number two, the Mishnah is going to point out this Nakuda of being wrong to say Baruch Shem Kvay Machasel Aved. Elsewhere, the Mishnah is pointed out in five lines from now. Why is this such a big break in the Mishnah, according to Rashi? But again, that's what we're going to learn. It says the Mishnah, Le'anu Achav Amen. They didn't say Amen, rather they said Baruch Shem. What happened next? Tikkun Kanav Tikkun. They blew Shafer. And they said more Mishanas, not in the context of a bracha. Shastam, Tikkun Kanav Tikkun. They said, Mishana as Amriya Bahamriya, who Yad Eskha Mishmach Kosech Azamayim, Hazer, Hariya Ben Aaron Hariyu. Mishana as Avisenu, Ayamsev, who Yad Eskha Mishmach Kosech Azamayim, Hazer. And when it came to the to the Chacham, they said they weren't naig this. What does this mean? Okay, it's not five lines, three lines. What does this mean? This means Baruch Shem. They weren't naig Baruch Shem to say it outside the Beis Hamikdash, only by the Beis Hamikdash, meaning they should go back to Amen. Okay, so the Chayyim, we take care of two things. They were saying Baruch Shem instead of Amen, and we switch it back to Amen. Number two is adding into the Seder was that, not on its own, but in between these brachas, or maybe before, it sounds like before each bracha, they would say, Tekiyah Akadam Teko, they do a Tekiyah, Chura Tekiyah. Or they do a Tekiyah, and then a Chura. Tekiyah Akadam Teko, Hariyu, B'nai Aaron Hariyu, that's Tekiyah, and that's followed by Chura. Shol Shanis B'Shanis. Now, really, this is obviously one very, very long Mishnah. This is the Mishnah for the entire parak. There would have been many breaks, I'm sure, in the Mishnah itself. There's already many breaks. Of course there is, many breaks in the Mishnah. This is really segueing into a little bit of a different conversation, but again, it's in this parak, and all the Mishnayos are here, so we're going to complete more Mishnayos. Shalosh Tanis HaRishonis, the first three communal fasts. So we already have three fasts of Yechidim. Then we have three communal fasts. Anshei Mishmer, Mesanim, Lemeshdim. We spoke about before, Anshei Mishmer, the Kohanim was split up into 24 groups, and the 24 groups would be on call, each one for each group for a week a year, which 24 times 2 is 48, which makes them a call 2 weeks a year. Plus, when it came to Yom Tov, it seems like they would use more Mishmeres, so it could be they were on call more than two times, between two and three times a year. Fine. Each Mishmer we discussed was divided into base Av. Yesterday, I mentioned in passing, it was divided into six base Avs, and Shabbos they all served. It was not a mistake because there is a machlekes about it. I just took one side. There's over here, Rashi over here clearly learns that there's seven base Avs. You divide the Mishmer into seven base Avs, which means within each Mishmer, seven family trees, and each one took one day, including one of them got Shabbos, not all of them. Whereas Rashi, and that's what most Rishonim learned. It was talking seven base Avs, but Rashi in a few other places, Rashi learns that it was taka in Menachos, and in Pesachim, I think it is, it's certainly Menachos. Rashi learns it was six base Avs, and one of them was Shabbos, was all of them together. So it's two different Malchim in Rashi. Either way, the point is...
Didn't they serve, everybody served Yom Kippur, though?
Yom Tov in general. Yom Kippur actually was mainly the Kohen Gadol, actually. Yom Kippur poked is a big example. Yom Kippur was mainly the Kohen Gadol. But you mean Yom Tov. If you mean Yom Tov, you're correct. And Yom Tov, as we said, Yom Tov, most of the...
Everybody.
Correct. No. Definitely not. No.
So the
Anshei Mishmer now, so we're saying like this. Each Anshei Mishmer was on call. Even if it's not my day, I'm on call if they need more hands this week, but they had days that they're mamish on call. So different levels. One is they're at home, they're by the base of Middash, but they're it's not their day of service, but they're ready to be called into service, they're reserves, and one day they're actually mamish on call. Says the Mishnah. The people of the Mishmer, they would fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. That's the whole Mishmer. They'd still fast, but they wouldn't complete. But the people who are actually working that day doing Avodah, they wouldn't fast at all. Shalosh Mishnayos, the second three fasts, Anshei Mishmer Masan, and Anshei Mishmer was fast, Mashlimim. The regular people of the Mishmer, they would fast and complete the fast. And Anshei Masav, Masan, and Mashlimim. The people on call, they'd still fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. Shevach Rain is the last seven fasts, according to Tanakama. Elu ve'elu, Masan, Mashlimim, Devei Bishua. Bishua says that on the last seven fasts of Zohamer, all the Anshei Mishmer and the including the Beis Av, would completely fast and complete the fast. That's according to, meaning, no, none of them would even not complete the fast, even the Anshei Beis Av. That's Rabbi Yeshua. The Chomayim, they take it down a notch. They're more lenient. I don't know if lenient is the right word. They say that they weren't as machmor on those doing Avodah because it could affect Avodah. Shalosh, Titus, in light of what we saw before, that the Ikar is not the fast anyway. The Ikar is the Tshuva. Could be it's more easily understandable. The first three fast, none of the kind of fast. The ones that are on call, doing Avodah based Avodah called, they certainly didn't fast. And even the ones that were waiting as reserves wouldn't fast at all. The three middle Taneisim, that becomes steps up one more Madrega, that what? Anshei Mishmer fast, they're Misanav Le'Mashlimed, whereas the Anshei Beis Av, Le'y Misanav Klal, the people of the Mishmer, they fast, but don't complete the fast. The Anshei Beis Av, they don't fast at all. Shevach Reinus, the last seven fast, Anshei Mishmer, Misanav Mishlim, Taka, the people of the Mishmer, who are not actually doing a Veda, they just potentially make a cold in Avodah. They fast, and they fast the entire fast. Anshei Beis Av, Misanav Le'Mashlimed, the people of the Beis Av, they fast, no complete. I wonder, I think it goes without say, if for some reason they needed some people of the Mishmer to join into Beis Av to work, they'd be called Beis Av, they wouldn't have to complete the fast either, right? If they get called into service, they also wouldn't have to be Mashlim the fast. They still have to fast, but they just wouldn't be Mashlim. We discussed earlier, a couple of pot ago, Mashlim just means they don't fast all the way till Shkia. It's not such a massive difference. You're still fasting a bulk of the day. You're just not completing it all the way till night, or till, I should say, till
Tzeis. I was about to ask you, what's the big help that if you're in the Beis Av, You know, you don't want him to fast today. He's maybe got a big job ahead of him.
Maybe it's psychological. It's a good question. It's a good question. Maybe it's psychological. I don't know. And the question's better than the answer. It's a good question. What does it help? They fasted most of the day. And the avodah is long done by then.
Not so nice. Then okay.
Even so, right. Right. Because till the morning, you say you're not so hungry. And in the afternoon already, right.
Not so nice.
Right. Most of the avodah was done by then. Right? By then today, right? How much was left?
That's
Yeah. Good aura. I'm not sure. It's good aura. Okay. Anshi Mishmur Tom Lishtay Sayyim Leilas. The Anshi Mishmur, once we're on the topic of their fasts, we say other dinim regarding the people of the Mishmur. The people of the Mishmar, those in the Mishmar in general, they're able to drink wine at night. They can't drink wine at day. Of course, there's an Isser of Shtu Yayin. Want to drink wine is Asr to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Chiv Kars, right? So we know that's one of the explanations of Nadav Aviyu, right? But it's one of the explanations. So the people who are in the Mishmar in general, they can drink at night because they may not be cold the next day. And by the next day, hopefully, they'll be fine. But even they can drink by day. The people are on the Beis Av, they can't drink even at night, and certainly not by day, of course. Anshi Mishmar, Anshi Maimon, the Anshi Maimon, of course, were the Yisraelim, we spoke about many times, that would represent the just like every person brings a carbon. So he stands and davens, and he kind of is a shamer, so to speak. He doesn't watch the Beis Hamikdash, but he wants to make sure his carbon goes through without any hiccups. They used to have a dedicated group of Yisraelim that used to fast and daven and try to make sure that they would correspond and their mishmar of Kadim, the avodah went smoothly. So the halacha is all those people are the mishmar and the maimon asur masapa, they can't take haircuts or machabes, and they can't cut their hair, and they can't do laundry. The Gemara is going to explain the reason for this. Thursday of the week, Matar Nikav Shabbos. It's Matar Atz Kavet Shabbos. Kolakos Megillas Tainus. Another separate group of dinim in this Mishnah. Anything written Megillas Tainus, delay limisbeid. The days of Megillas Tainus, we have days we spoke about many times already that you couldn't fast. Now we're talking about days that you can't give a husband. Not necessarily fast days. Not necessarily days that you can't fast, but days that you can't give a husband. Lefarav Asr, the day before it, is also Asr to give a husband. Lacham Matar. So it says on X day, no husband. The day prior, also has been. Day after is fine. Rabbi Yossi Amar, the front of Nachum Aser, both the day before and the day after are both also Aser in Hasbeidim. Delay the Sada, when it says days that we're not restricted, they're going to take them and restricted from fasting, you can't make a fast on those days, Lefan of Acham Matar. Tanakhama says both before and after those days are Mutter. Rabbi Yisrael, Lefan of Aser, Lacham Matar. Rabbi says the day before is Aser, the day after is Mutter by fasting. Ein Gersing Titus al Tzibur, Peshchim Chemishi. We don't make a Titus Tzibur initially on a Thursday. Why? Because the storekeepers are going to see a massive influx of people trying to buy food together with Shabbos. They're going to raise the prices. It's going to create a price gouging. So if Kiyas Sharm not to raise the prices, Ella, Shalashanis, Shani, Chemish, Shani, the first three fasts are Monday, Thursday, Monday. Then, once they see a Monday night, all of a sudden a surge in purchasing, they realize it goes to the fast, so Thursday night they'll be prepared for it, and therefore it won't change, it won't affect the markets. When they're prepared, it won't affect the markets adversely. That's, so therefore, the first Monday, then Thursday, then Monday, and furthermore, Shalashanis could be Chemish, Shani, Chemish. The next week could be Thursday, Monday, Thursday. You can start the next three on Thursday because you already had the first set starting on a Monday. Rabbi Yisrael Bino, Kshem Sheinu Rishonis B'Chemishi, so just like you would start the first three on a Thursday, Kach L'Shiyas L'Echornis. So too, the second and third sets, you start always on Monday, you do not start on a Thursday. Last section of the Mishnah, in Geizer Tainus Al Tzibar, Vereshach Chadash V'Chanak Aperm, they're not Geizer Tainus on the Tzibar, even in the communal class, where there's this lack of rain, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah coming up, very appropriate, Uperim, V'Mishchilu, Im Afsikin, and if they were Maschil to a set of fasts, and now it's gonna fall out that one of the days will fall out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah Purim, Kortar Gamil, Devar Gamil, Ein Mafsikin. We're not mafsik. We don't stop. We continue the set of fasts, even though it's on Chanukah Purim or Rosh Chodesh. Our mayor, Avish Devar Gamil, Ein Mafsikin. Devar Gamil says you don't stop. Even though Gamil says you don't stop, you continue. You have a fast on Chanukah, on Purim, on Rosh Chodesh. You're not mashing the fast, right? You break the fast shortly before Shkia. You break the fast. But here we understand, this doesn't, Lazer's question before was by the Avodah, has off of the Avodah, that's the Shaka Kasha. Over here we understand, you want to fast as much as possible to show that we're fasting for the Tzara, but the Maisa is for Shchaydish, it's Chanukah Sperm, we can't complete the day of fasting, so we break it a little before end of the day. Okay, Tishbav, Shchaydish, Perf Shabbos, similarly would be Tishbav, we don't have this on our calendar, obviously, Tishbav never falls out Friday, but if Tishbav would fall out on Friday, we would fast, but you don't come into Shabbos fasting, Shabbos Kaydish, we don't come into Shabbos fasting, so we would break the fast shortly before Friday in such a scenario, certainly before Friday ends. Okay, let's see a little bit of Gemara. Say the Tanis Kate said, what's he say to
you? The interesting thing is, we're not makbid on that Legabe Hayoim.
Asar B'Davis, correct. Asar B'Davis, yeah. It's the only fast that comes out on Friday, and we do fast. And we do fast.
Yeah. But I'm up at the end, half hour before Shabbos. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is. Seder Titus Ketzad. Maitis Tefer. The Seder Titus, we said, was what? They bring the Sefer Torah, the Aaron, out to the town square. Factum of Afiba Kamaisa. Is this procedure done even the first two sets of three fasts? For Amini, Shalashan, and Shanis, Rishnias, the first two sets of the three and three fasts. Nechas Lomesa Knesses. They go into the shuls. Most towns had one or two, only had one or two main shuls, almost like 100 shtibles. But they went into the main shul. Nechas Lomesa Knesses. Mosbalan Kadesh, Mosbalan Bukoshana. And they dive in there the way they dive the entire year. Uvishabach Reinus. And the last seven fasts, might see us table the Chavish here. They bring out the Aaron to the town square. Venice and Ephraim Gabiteva, they put dust, the ashes on top of the teva. We discussed the afer. Here's what Tosis speaks about the afer from the ashes being from the. It's not really dust. It's really ashes from being from Adam. The pelt of Tosis. Rish Nasi, Rish Abezin. He put the ashes on the Rish Nasi Abezin. Then each individual puts on his own head. For Nasi Aimer, afer Miklahim Avian. For Nasi says they would bring out. They would bring out afer. They would bring. They would bring out their. Their own ashes. You see for this brisa that the order. Sorry, yeah. So the Tanakhama that actually means Afer means earth. And Nasa coming to say no, it's not just Tam Afer. It's Afer Mikla. It's not earth. It actually means ashes, like we're saying. Fine, but you see over here that in the first two sets of three fasts, they did it in the base Knesset, not in the town square. So when he told me that Abba Kamaisa they brought it to town square, Amar Papa Kitam Masisin, Hashem Echreditan. Who didn't say clear in the Mishnah by us that's talking about the first two sets of three fasts? It said they brought the Aron into town square when the last seven fasts, not the first two sets. Okay. Again, if you go back to Gemara a couple of months ago, the Gemara was being raised back and forth whether or not all these deem of 24 rachas applied to the middle fast or not. Shagataya, Agamar claiming is a brisa, it learns not like that. Uvresha Nasi, we put the ash on the head of the Nasi. Vahadar Tani, Kalacha Vechanes Mresha, then each individual. Eine, Vatanya, Riyamir, Bigdula Maschim and Agadal, Vakala Maschim and Akatan, Bigdula Maschim and Agadal, Shinemar, Vayamir Mresha, Aaron. When it comes to greatness, we start with the Gadal. Like it says, Mresha said to Aaron and Lazar, Yisamar, Vakala. So Aaron came first, then Elazar, and Edomer. Because it says, first, you know, the Nachash was cursed by Ufer, and then Adam goes upwards when it comes to Kala, not downwards. Says the Gemara, we're making a mistake. Putting the ashes on the heads of Nasi and the Avbezin is a Chashivus. You know why? Because what we're telling them is, Atun, you're chashiv enough to be our emissaries to daven on behalf of the tzibur. So that's very chashiv. It's not, yes, the act is an act of trying to be machnir ourselves, bring ourselves down. But you're chashiv to represent us. You go first. So it's actually a chashivus. Okay, one more short gemara. Then puts it on his own hand. Breishai nasi mavbezin nami nishkul inu v'nich zubur shayu ma'ashal shakir inu shachrinim v'manuchlu. If you notice, the deacon of the mission was that we put it on the head of the Nasi and the Avbezin. And then each person puts on his own head. Why don't the Nasi and the Avbezin put on their own head? Amr Rav Abba Ben Mekitzri, Eni Dema Spayish Matzmai, Tabda Zayin, Mespayish Me Achirim. Eni Dema, one who's Mespayish by himself, putting ashes on my own head is one level of embarrassment. Someone else putting on me is a stronger level of embarrassment. And specifically, again, we have others do it to the Avbezin. And the Reish Nasi, because they're leaders in this begging for tefillah. Hey, Chamanachol, where do you put it? I'm a mitzvah makmit filin. You put in the place of filin. Shemak. It says the pasuk lasim la avelik siyin lases lem peer tachas afer to establish for the avelik siyin to give them a beauty. The peer tefillin is known as the peer in the place of the afer, in the place of the ashes. So you put the ashes in the place of the tefillah. Have a wonderful.